Mr. Bland, Reel 9. We've talked about Germano, which actually followed your journey out to Egypt, which we haven't touched on yet. When did you leave for Egypt?
We left Naples and we landed at Port Said in Egypt, like 2 days, like, you know, or maybe the next day. Like, it was only a little short.
You went by boat?
Boat, aye. The name of the boat, I get on the name of the boat. We landed at Port Said, and then straight away, like, we went by rail up to a place called Quasatan. That's Q-U-E-W-S. And it must have been like an army base, like a regular, like, because it was all planned out, like, there was tailors there, and there was the nappy there, and anyway, like, it took us about, I think it was about 70 miles up the canal. And as soon as we got there, and we got bedded down, sort of style, like, and we got 4 days, like, in Cairo. I thought it was 5 days, like, but we were going to the boat, it was 4 days, like. And we went to Cairo, like, and then we leave, like.
What did you do in Cairo? What kind of facilities were there?
Well, we were in, like, these private billets, like, and we were just, like, sightseeing, like, you know, the mosques.
Did you get to the pyramids and the Sphinx?
No, I didn't say the pyramids, like, we went to that blue mosque, like, the blue mosque I was there. And, is it the main shopping streets, like, and we were just, like, it wasn't much to see, like, you know, there wasn't much, like, I enjoyed it, like, it was a rest, like, you know.
What impressions did you get of the Egyptians?
Oh, they seemed to be on their own sort of stand. They didn't want to, you couldn't use yourself to watch your gear all the time, like, they were,
but stealing.
They were, like, bartering all the time, like, you know, that, that's, we didn't have much to do, like, you know, with the Egyptians, like, that, then we had over 4 days left, and then we went back to this, Quasatan.
And this, you say, was a big camp. Was it tents?
Oh, tents, bivvies, like, no, I think it was tents, the big round tents, like, because, I can remember, like, all the arms had to be, like, chained. You know, you had to watch the gear all the time. For all you were on a camp, sit down at the barbed wire, like, they used to get in, like, and they were definitely watched all the time, like, you know. Even the little lads, what used to come around selling papers, like, and different little things, like, they used to be under the wire, and that was the main thing, arms. Yeah.
Did you lose any?
No, I don't think, I can't remember losing there. No, it was a big thing, you know, there was thousands of rifles, like, you know, for coming from Italy, like, you know, we had to use it. But when we got there, it was a different thing altogether, like, you know.
You hadn't brought your carriers with you?
No, we didn't have carriers, shot. But we must have gotten carriers in. We got carriers in Port Suez.
That would be late when you started your move.
When we come back to Quasatan, off our leave, like, the other half of the battalion went. Only half went at a time. The other half went, like, and then by the time they got back, we went up to this Port Suez and picked up transport. We picked up our carriers, like. And I can remember, like, coming back, that was a good run, like, for the carrier, like, you know, about 60, must have been about 50 or 60 miles, like, further on, like, and I can remember all these prisoner of war camps, you know, with a big, like, wooden, it was lovely, you know, it was, when we come back, like, it was great coming back, like, on the new road and the new carriers, and that, all lit up, everything was lit up, like, you know, that was, you know, outstanding.
The prisoner of war camps was mainly Germans, because the Italians were now in effect allies, weren't they?
Old blokes put Germans in, like, and the Italians, like, I suppose, like, didn't, was just when they come through, like, but they said they were one after another, like, you know.
What did you do at Kasasin while you were there? What were they doing with you?
Well, I was just more or less training, like, you know, little bits of route marches and just general, you know, we seemed to be on the move all the time, like, you know. We must have only been there about 3 weeks, like, all together, like, you know.
Because you'd come out of the Italian winter when it was pretty desperate conditions. How did you settle into the heat of the desert, of Egypt?
It was very warm and that, like, but it broke. They used to say, well, anything is better than Italy, like, you know, that, but...
Did the flies bother you?
There was a lot of flies and they used to... sweating, like, you know, all the time, like, but all you wanted to do was drink tea, and then as soon as you drink the tea, it was out there, like, you know, like that. It was great, like.
Were you coming back to the old style military discipline of drills and turnout and so on?
You know, I did, like, you were getting lectures on about your arms and all that, like, and, but I wasn't, didn't, I mean, there were seasoned roast eggs, like, they couldn't do, you know, they wouldn't, wasn't like you trying to get you back to Bransford days, like, but, yeah, they did give you a bit of leeway, like, you know, and if there was anything, organised football matches and things like that. They even trained the Egyptians, like, football, like, but I think it must have been a military area, like, pretty well, like, you know.
It was a big base camp, Kasasin.
The big main road through it, like, and then on the other side of the road was on the nappies and officers and
did you enjoy your 3 weeks there?
Oh yeah, I was apart from the heat, like, it was great, huh? Why, anything was better than it, like, you know, like, then we were on the move all the time up into which was Palestine then, like, or Israel, like, you know. We got on these onto the flats, like, these flats were our carriers, like, and they took us, I don't know where, how the rifle companies went, like, probably by lorry, like, what we went on these, on the railway, like, you know, up into Palestine. That was great, that was different, like, you know, more modern and, for all it was, I think it was the Egyptians what was, had that, like, didn't see many Jews, like, coming to places like there were hospital bases like Geneva and Izmir, like, you know, all the military hospitals, like, but
you'd cross the canal, of course, to go into Palestine.
Crossing the canal, I can't remember seeing the canal until we come back and we seen that as Paul said, like, you know.
Where did you go to in Palestine?
The first place we went to was a place called Nathania. It's about 25 miles or 30 miles from Tel Aviv, like, in between Haifa, like, halfway in between Haifa and Tel Aviv, like. And
was it a big place?
No, it was only where we were, like, was only like a settlement. The place itself, the town itself, was like a settlement, like, you know. It was like the one picture place, like, it was just like based on the, like, an American town, like, you know, when you say the cinemas now, like in there, you know, you say the big cinema and the garage, and was only settled now, but it's all built up now, like, but then, like, it was.
What were you doing there?
Well, that's when we got called out to Tel Aviv. There, like, and there was a bit of a skirmish, which were there, was mostly was the Jews, like, you know, out there. I don't know what it was.
Did you know what it was about and what was going on?
Well, I think they wanted to control. I think when we were there in Palestine, there was only one place the Jews were alive, and that was down by the Berlin Wall, like, you know. And I think they were wanting more fear, like, you know.
And this was civil unrest, was it? Was the rioting?
Rioting, aye. We got called out two or three times in Tel Aviv, like, and even when we went to Tel Aviv, we used to get there to the cinema, or whatever there was on, like. I always used to have a guard on, like, you know. If you went to the cinema, there was a guard on the cinema, like, up there. Must have been our British.
Did you actually get involved in controlling the riots?
Well, not so much, me, like, but the rifle companies was totally lasted for 2 or 3 days. Like, caught out there, little things, like, setting fire to, like, buses and.
You'd be supporting the civilian police, were you?
The police, aye. With the Palestine police.
Did you yourself get called out, though?
I can't remember me being called out, like. I can't remember being in Tel Aviv, but I can't remember being called out. But I think some of the rifle companies that were called out, like, you know. The carriers wasn't, like, in.
The carriers weren't called on.
No. But that's what it was, supporting the Palestine police. That's things have been like one of their camps, just about 200 or 300 yards from our place, like the camp we were in.
Did you mix with the Palestine police at all?
Not very much. They were a bit, I don't know, there's something about them, like, a bit, they thought they were. They were the top dogs, like, yeah, they were the roots, like, sort of stuff.
After the civilian work that you did, what happened to you then?
Well, we were on the move again. We moved into, we moved up into Syria. To a place, about 50 miles from Damascus, like. Then there again, we used to get into Damascus on a couple of 2 or 3 times a week, like. If we weren't down doing guards and that, there was a little truck on me just going to Damascus, like.
Could you move around Damascus and Tel Aviv on your own, had you been in pairs or more, in groups?
Oh, well, I couldn't say many blokes, like, on their own. I don't think they would go on their own, like, they would be in pairs, like, or groups, like, you know.
Did you carry your weapons with you when you went?
No, not in, not out there, like. They'd snatch them off you, like, you know, that's what they were after all the time, like, you know, weapons.
Did they show the Jews and the Arab peoples out there, did they show any animosity towards the British troops?
No.
Just ignored you?
It was mostly the Egyptians, like, no, there was, that you said the wrong way, like, you know, that, we didn't say much, like, fighting. Apart from on that night when there were these little things happened, like, but there was a, used to walk down the area, like, but I wouldn't walk down alone, like, I wouldn't, you know, I would always in groups.
When you move from place to place like this, were you told what to expect and how to behave?
Oh, well, we were told like not to get involved. You know, it wasn't nothing to do with us. We were just there to like police sort of style, like don't get involved, like. I mean, we were only there about 3 weeks in Tel Aviv, I think at the most, fortnight, and then back into, back again into the same, more or less the same camps as what we were.
What were you doing in Syria?
Well, I just can remember being in this camp, like on the canvas, and just a little patrol and just training, like, you know, it was more or less like, I think it was more or less training for us to head back to Italy again, like, you know, and, just keeping you busy, like, sort of style, like, and it was a little match, there was the, if they could organise different things, like, just to keep you busy, like, and out the way, sort of style, like.
Were you doing hill and mountain training in these areas?
No, we weren't. I wouldn't say we were doing mountain training, like, where. No, I don't think we were doing mountain training, just little route marches and sports. You try to, like, occupy your mind, like, and keep you fit, like, and. And if there was any thing like in the area, like they used to organise like trips, like, you know, I went to, when I was in Palestine, like I went down, that was an organised trip down the Wailing Wall, like, you know, you just sit and wander down like there on your, it was a trip like from the camp you were in down to,
many of these would be biblical sites that you read about in the Bible.
Aye.
So it must have been an experience to be there.
Was like for some, I can remember going down, down to the Wailing Wall, like down this, the wife and I was better than me, down this, when you walk down to the Wailing Wall, and I can remember this bloke saying, because it was red hot, you know, and we didn't have much money to buy. I mean, in fact, I had to borrow 10 bob to go on this trip, like, you know. And the Church of Scotland gave us the meal, like, the dinner, like, when we got there, like, up there. I can remember this bloke saying to me, hey, man, you know, because everybody was wanting to get away for a drink, like, and it was organised too, with Arab, like, telling you what rambled on, like, up there. This bloke said to me, he says, hey, John, he says, you know, he says, these tools, like he says, they pay money to come on these, like in civilian, like, you know, all of that. But all the blocks was wanted today was to get away, like, and the boat that way, like, old battalion, I suppose it was, all the battalions, like, you know, organised and things like that to show you what.
You'd get the opportunity to see these famous places.
Well, I can remember that special, like, you know, he said, like, hey, he says, these things you see, like, he says, you might never see again, like, you know, up there.
But that wasn't the main aim of Men of the Men. They wanted to get to where there's drinks.
They wanted to get away and drink them, like, you know, and enjoy it. They didn't like being, you know, in a group and red up and brought and down this parade, like,
You went to Egypt in the February of 1944, and how long were you there?
We were only there about 4 months altogether, like. And in that time, we'd covered them, Egypt, Palestine, Syria, and then we traced back over again, like, you know. But when we were in Palestine, I can remember being from Tiberias area, like, Lake Tiberias, when we must have only been about 6 miles. Maybe it's less, like, you know, we used to go down there and practically every morning, like, you know, down at Tiberias, like, and do a bit training, a bit swimming, and
So all in all, it was a pleasant interlude for you.
It was was a good player, right, you know.
Did you receive any new drafts whilst you were in Egypt? New men coming to you?
No, no, I didn't. No, we didn't pick any new blokes, not another lot, like, you know. I don't think we picked them up because we gone back to Italy again, you know. And then,
you lost Colonel Preston, he left the battalion.
Aye, Colonel Preston, like, well, I don't know how much I knew Colonel Preston, like, but I didn't. He didn't say much of the colonels, like, Johnny Preston or what they call the other bloke. Water.
He took over.
It was mostly the second in command what took, they were, I think the colonel was mostly like doing the office work, like, you know, at the base. It was mostly the second in command, what you say mostly, I'm not saying the colonel didn't do anything, like, but he was the main man, but the second in command, all the same to me, like, around the companies, like, and...
Did you know Worrell? What was he like?
The Worrell, I can remember Worrell, the big dwarf, like, didn't have much crack on him, like, you know, his main, everybody knew what he used to say, like, if he caught you in the dark, like, he used to announce, I'm Major Worrell, who are you? You know, and I can remember my mate from walking this thing saying, he said to me, I'm Major Worrell, who are you? No, and this, I think the last time Walton Spring says, I'm Major Worrell, who are you? Like, and it was Captain Mayne. He says, well, I'm Captain Mayne, can I say you Major Worrell? Like, what are you doing? Like that. But that was his, what they call it? Well,
the thing you remember best about him, didn't you? Most about him.
So he used to introduce himself in, I'm Major Worrell, who are you? Like, yeah.
Was he well liked in the battalion, do you know?
Oh, he was, I don't know much about him. I can remember him being that, he was a big, well-made bloke, like, you know, he, I think he was a good leader, like, that's Colonel Preston, well, I think Colonel Preston, like, well, I've had, not much, to do with him, like, you know, I didn't,
But he had a good reputation, Colonel Preston, with the battalion.
Oh, yes, aye. The ones what were in North Africa, like, you know, I wasn't in North Africa, like, well, in the first part, like, but, he had a good Johnny Preston, like, he went by Johnny Preston, like.
Did the older members of the battalion who were in North Africa, did they talk to you about their initial experiences when they seemed to suffer quite heavily? Did they tell you about that?
No, well, we used to just, maybe they did, like, I don't know, but we just talked about the war, and, like, we used to say, oh, I get waiting. I think they were just in that part of the North African, you know, the First Army, like, what,
You left Port Said in the end of June 1944. Did you know you were going back to Italy?
I think everybody knew, like, you couldn't go anywhere else, like, you know, you were saying, well, there was all sorts of rumours going around, like, you're going back to England, like, for the second front, like. I don't know what the second thing that started in June 1944 was. But that's where there was all sorts of rumours, like, you know, blokes used to start with rumours away just to boost you up like that. But, used to say, I used to go up to the toilets, like, to get all the grip, like, because you've got these blokes, like, but, used to set the rumours away, like, now I go up from the biggest one to that we've won there, like, and we've got a good laugh, like, but you knew, like, that you were going back to Italy, like, yeah.
Were the toilets the gossip area of the
gossip area? This is I'm going up for a bit of information, like, you know,
where did you go to in Italy when you got back? Where did you land?
We landed at we landed at Naples again. I think we landed at Naples because we've been in there many times.
And where did you go to then when you landed?
We landed in Naples, and then we headed. We were on that Capua area, doing a bit training. And then I can remember getting fresh transport. And the transport must have been handed in when we left the Middle East. We got new transport. I don't know whether we landed at Taranto or the...
I
think we landed at Naples, because I can remember when we landed at Naples the second time, that there from when there was all barbed wire, and there was a typhus epidemic, and you had the edge of there, and you were straight out, it didn't have anything about,
they pushed you through.
I remember all the barbed wire, that's where it was, the typhus.
And that was to try to keep people away from it.
I can't remember picking transport up like that. I can remember we must have picked transport up somewhere around about that area. And then we had a long run up to a place called Bastardo.
What was that like?
Well, it was only where we were, it was only open fields, I remember all of us in this area, where we were, I think we were there for about a couple of weeks or so, I remember. There to get football matches and brush ups, getting your gear ready and ready for the last, but we knew that this was the last push in Italy. When we landed at that Bastardo, I thought that was, I get a bit mixed up, I thought that was the last go, but there was a battle, that's when the Germano were coming, around the Forli area.
And the Germans held this Gothic line up there.
I can remember the Gothic line. That's when you went in the line, you just went to fields, open ground, but when you went into the Gothic line, you knew we were going into a line because it dropped back a long way. And I can remember it chopped all the trees down, It's the Germans that chopped down the weather. Disgraced persons, or them people he had, back of them ready dropping into bits. They chopped all the trees down ready for, we used to say, oh, we're going to get a hammer in here, everything will be it'll have compass bearings on all these.
You would be visible to him.
When I say in the chopped up case, it was funny,